Welcome for another episode of Coffee Time with Brenda and Friends.
And Mary's back again. So nice to be back too.
Yeah, so how you been feeling with the holiday season, the weather changing, the dark days, because the light's so short now, right?
Yeah, I gotta say, it's been a bit of a trudge. Every time we see the sun, I feel a lot better. But even when I feel good, there's this little voice inside of me that's always going, you know, I got shopping to do, I got stuff to organize, I got people I gotta see, and so there's always that little voice inside that's knocking at my door.
Yeah, well, that's where awareness comes in. That's the light and dark within us, and it's throughout humanity. So we just have to be mindful of that, right? And just say, hey, that's not true. I'm on the ball. I got this. And doesn't everything always end up working out anyway?
Yeah. You know? It's interesting you say mindful, because it makes me think, like, sometimes you talk about a higher self. Mm-hmm. And that always makes me confused, because then I'm not being mindful if there's a higher self of me out there somewhere floating around, you know, making decisions or having feelings. And I'm like, well, how am I being mindful if there's like a higher self that's what got control of me or something? Like, I've never really understood that whole thing.
Yeah, so the higher self is an interesting topic, actually. And you did have that question come in from someone I remember you mentioned.
Yeah.
So the higher self is the all-knowing part of us, right? So, is it our soul? It is a part of you that knows everything. So, you're on planet Earth. This is an aspect of you. This is an aspect of me. That's an aspect of you. So, my higher self knows everything. Your higher self knows everything. So, when I'm working with someone, I'm not working with Mary. What does Mary want in a session? I'm working with your higher self, because your higher self has been with you through all your lifetimes, through all your experiences, through all your traumas. They know where you're supposed to be, where you wanted to be, because we all make contracts. Now, when we're, let's say, coming...
Okay, hold on a second. Are you saying that when you tap into my higher self, you can see, like, stuff that happened to me in the past and stuff that needs to heal, like maybe stuff that I've even forgotten?
Yeah. So when I work with someone, I'm working with their higher self. So I'm communicating with your higher self. Your higher self wants the best for you. It loves you. It knows you. It knows what you need in a session. So a lot of times when I'm working with a client, I'll say, oh, your higher self has prepared you for this healing. They're like, what? Mm-hmm. It's not a mind thing. It's not Mary. Yeah, Mary came in with some intentions. Like, hey, my niece or this or that. But your higher self says, okay, well, this issue or this challenge that she's presenting with has to do with many different things. It could be a past life trauma. It could be something that happened in her childhood. It could be this, could be that, a negative thought pattern. So your higher self brings, kind of goes through your field and brings up whatever's ready for healing in that session that could be directly related to what you want to heal, or perhaps it could be indirectly related that needs to heal first before we can get to that issue. So we heal in layers, and your higher self brings that baggage or that unwanted stuff to the surface that's ready for healing. So we can communicate to the higher self. So when I'm dealing with someone, I just have a gift. I can hear people's higher selves. Mm. But everybody has a connection to their higher self. That is that feeling, that inspiration, that saying, hey, move this way because this is the life you really came to live. So sometimes you have this pull towards something that you love. An artist has a pull towards being an artist. You know, a teacher has a pull to being a teacher. That was a contract they made with themselves, and your higher self knows what you want to do. Mm-hmm. So you have this call of your heart. It's your higher self that's trying to bring you to the next step closer to what you want.
So life is the thing that happens to your higher self that maybe makes it more complicated for some of us to hear where we're supposed to be,
yeah,
or make decisions.
And that's the beauty of humanity. So we come and we forget everything. Mm-hmm. And then we have to muddle through life with the light and dark interference of the dark telling us to go this way, but we want to go this way, but we don't know why.
That's the beauty of it.
So you're trying to reach a goal, but you're thrown off. But that's the beauty of it, is when you come to understanding and awareness that, hey, there's something in my heart that's pulling me, and there's something that's pulling me away. And that's when you start to realize I have this duality. And then you talk to your higher self. You want to talk to your higher self. Hey, I hear you. I feel you. I know you love me, and it loves you so much. It wants you to do the next best step, the next best step, the next best step. And I don't care where you are in your life. You could be like, you know, some people say, oh, I'm done. I've hit rock bottom. Yeah. And I go, how beautiful. Because the only place now is up.
Oh, yeah. So start, well, you can see it like that, Brenda.
So start listening to your higher self and let it guide you. And how does it guide you? It doesn't give you the full picture. Back, I believe, when humanity was younger, it would give you the full picture. But now we are becoming conscious beings. So we are now connecting with our higher self more than ever. Mm-hmm. It's giving us one step at a time, one step at a time, one step at a time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a really good message for today, is that we can start talking to and communicating with our higher self and sort of listening to that little voice inside, and trying to figure out which way is it taking us and what is it drawing us to that's beautiful and wonderful and makes us, you know, feel like we're going to have a great day.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe in the next episode, I can explain how anyone can talk to their higher
self. Honestly, you're
going
to have to draw it for me because it's all a bit complicated.
Yeah, okay. I'll dumb it down next time.
There we go.
You just got me excited. And okay. That's what happens, all right?
Okay, we got it.
Okay, so
more information next time. Yeah. And I hope that answered the question for the person. Thank you for asking that question online. We love getting questions. So anytime you have a question that you'd like us to talk about online, send it to info@sobrilliant.ca, and we'll have a look at that.
Perfect.
Thanks again, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye. Take care.